Herzlich willkommen zu unserem FKA Mobility Podcast. Als Partner der Automobilindustrie erarbeitet die FKA innovative Lösungen und bietet strategische Beratung rund um das Kraftfahrzeug. Wir sind Forschungseinrichtung, kreativer Ideengeber und Innovationstreiber. Mein Name ist Kerstin und ich arbeite im Team Marketing und Kommunikation bei der FKA.
Creating ideas and driving innovations. FKA.
Welcome to a new episode of our FKA Mobility podcast. Little heads up, today we're going to do this episode in English again. My colleague Christian has introduced me to the topic of tires a couple of months ago. It was in the episode number 12 of our podcast. That one was in German. I've learned that the tire is a very important part of the vehicle since it influences heavily the driving quality and above all, of course, the safeness of the occupants. And Christian also explained to me that there are very individual requirements for each vehicle, and that is why it is not easy to create the perfect fit. And one method that helps to find a suitable tire for each vehicle is called the tire modeling. And today in this episode we are going to talk about what the tire modeling actually is and how it works. And therefore, two guests are here today in the podcast who are experts in the fields of tires. The FKA works very closely in this field together with our cooperation partner, the Institute for Automotive Engineering of the RWTH Aachen University, where Jan works. Jan Friedrichs is our first guest today. He's the group leader, tire characteristics of the research area, vehicle dynamics and acoustics. Hi Jan, welcome to the podcast. You're already working for a while at the Institute, is that right?
Hi Kerstin, thank you for the invitation. Yes, I'm working quite long in the Institute, since 2012. I started there as a student worker in the tire department. And it was so interesting, I did my final thesis there and became a research assistant in 2070. And gladly now I'm leading a group of young and motivated team members, which comes directly from the university. Yeah, my working field is the research and the further development of the simulation methods and the tire models themselves.
Yeah, so you can tell us more today about the tire models. The second expert today in the podcast is my colleague from the FKA, Mark Harris. Mark is Manager Tire Research in the FKA Chassis Department. Welcome, Mark. Can you tell us more about your tasks?
Hi, Kerstin. Thanks for having me on as well. So, as Manager for Tire Research at FKA, I lead one of three teams in our Tire Technology Department. Our other two teams are tire testing and tire simulation. These two teams are largely focused on implementing standardized processes where our engineers and our technicians can apply tried and true methods to ensure optimal testing and simulation results for our customers. However, there are always new requirements and questions that can't be fully covered with our standard procedures. So that's where my team comes in, either working internally just to improve our capabilities or working directly with customers to answer more research-oriented questions.
So you're both very well known with the tire modeling methods. I already said that's going to be the topic of today's podcast. So first of all, what do you actually mean by tire models?
When we're talking about tire models, what we mean is a mathematical description of tire characteristics and a computational method to take a given condition and return an appropriate tire response within a computer simulation. This is, of course, an absolutely niche area within the world of computer-aided engineering. But computer simulations focused entirely on tires really are important and useful tools in the automotive industry. And then there are also what we call co-simulations, where you have a tire simulation as a component in a larger simulation for full vehicle analysis. Today, in this discussion, when we're talking about tire models, we're mostly talking about that second case, meaning perhaps you have a vehicle manufacturer who needs a tire model as a component within full vehicle simulations that make up an important part of, say, their chassis development process. Maybe to clarify, the expected use case for tire models and co-simulations is often more vehicle development rather than tire development.
Okay, so it is in the area of vehicle development you just said. Can you explain a bit more, maybe, why do you need tire models?
Yes, Kerstin. The tire is the car's only contact partner with the road and is therefore essential for driving safety, driving dynamics, or comfort. As each car is different in weight, length, and width or use case, each car needs suitable tires to ensure that these criteria are fulfilled. So when we have a look over the last decades of car development, the life cycle of cars has shortened by a lot, while the complexity of the cars, have grown. If all the new cars would need to be developed with the old methods, such as development with a fleet of prototype cars, the costs would be immense. So the development needs to be cheaper, easier, and faster. So the only solution is the virtual development of cars. The tire models, which could be some kind of digital twin of an existing or a prototype tire, is then needed for early statements about the system.
So, as Jan just said, there's a lot of pressure to speed up development cycles and reduce time to market for new vehicle models. Tire models really can be part of the toolkit needed to realize those goals. At the same time, it's worth noting that the number of vehicle model variants in the market has been increasing for quite some time now, and this leads to manufacturers needing to support a greater number of tire variants, since both the number of tire sizes and different tire brands supported for each vehicle model continues to increase. So, at the same time as all these pressures to reduce development cycles and vehicle testing requirements, the vehicle manufacturer needs to support a larger number of different tire sizes and brands, complicating the task even further. The current trend toward electrification doesn't help either, because electric cars are significantly different than more traditional vehicles, both in their weight and in their driving characteristics. This limits the ability to translate experience from previous development cycles to these new electric models. And on top of all of that, the market continues to increase standards for and expectations for comfort, performance, and safety. So having that accurate digital twin for each tire supported in the vehicle development process becomes really important to get things right and get them right quickly and efficiently.
So I think it became clear why there's a need for these tire models. But what is a tire model then designed to predict?
Okay, so as Jan said once already, and I'm absolutely obligated to repeat now, the tire is the sole connection between the vehicle and the road. You'll notice anybody who's talking about tires or tire modeling is going to repeat this sentence. It's at the start of countless research papers relating to tires. The tire is the sole connection between the vehicle and the road. So, in a simulation, the tire model performs the exact same role as the tire in the real world and provides exactly that connection between the vehicle and the road. Meaning, a tire model is designed to predict how the tire interacts with the road and what forces and moments it then transfers back to the vehicle. In a computer simulation, you have to talk about inputs and outputs. Depending on the tire model and the simulation environment, these will vary somewhat. But in general, the driving condition is the input, so things like speed, orientation, wheel load, perhaps a driving or braking torque. And the output is the forces and moments that the tire model responds with in that condition. And these in turn serve as inputs for the vehicle model so it can return with a new driving condition.
Interesting. Can you explain that a bit more, maybe by giving some examples?
Yes, of course. Well, with these physical quantities, the system behavior of a car can be investigated fully virtually. One example could be the self-steering behavior and driving dynamic characteristics. So, when driving around curves, you have heard maybe of the differentiation between understeering and oversteering. There was a famous German rally driver who said a nice statement on this topic. I use this statement when I teach this topic to my students. Translated, he said, When you see the tree you're crashing into, you have understeering. If you only hear the crash in the back, it's oversteering. So here, we virtually investigate the position of the car around its vertical axis when driving around curves with different velocities or steering angles, so depending on the forces of each tire. Another example is the durability of cars. When simulating full vehicle maneuvers, one possibility could be the crossing of obstacles, such as speed bumpers. Each of us can recall such a scene in which we saw a bumper too late and we thought, oops, that was hard, I might have been too fast. However, the engineer has to ensure that these hits do not destroy the suspension system. With the simulation and the usage of the tire models, the engineer can predict the forces the tire transmits to the spring, to the damper, or the handlebars, and is then able to lay out these parts so that the system is sufficiently enduring such incidents. I want to give one last example to show the complex application of tire models, and that is parking. The first tire models were designed for the purpose of rolling events. However, when it comes to parking, the tire is non-rolling. The real tire has different characteristics when it just stands on the ground and is rotated around its vertical axis. So today's tire models also need to be able to predict the realistic forces and moments in non-rolling situation, so that the steering development can be performed virtually. In this case, the rotation leads to rack forces in the steering rod. And these forces are needed to lay out a comfortable power steering, which can be found in each new car that since decades. Yeah, and these are some examples what these physical quantities are used for in full vehicle simulation.
And it's worth noting that each of those examples that Jan just shared with us has such different requirements to achieve an accurate description of the behavior being investigated that you'd be likely to use a different modeling approach for each of those investigations.
So that also implies that there are different methods for modeling tires. Why is that? Why isn't there just one model type that fits all purposes?
Well, each model has advantages and disadvantages, or model type. I tried to give a short overview. So there are three model types or modeling approaches known to us. The mathematical empirical approach, the semi-physical approach, and a more numerical approach, often described as an approach using FEM, finite element method. This last approach is also the one with the highest possibility to vary the model depth. The tire model could be a cylinder with one linear material property, or a digital replication of a full tire. In this case, all the tire layers are built up, usually with the help of computer-aided design methods. And with all the layers, I mean the tread, the bead, the sidewall, the inner liners. And all these layers are assigned material properties and connected to each other in a form of grid knots, which interact with their neighboring knots. The advantage of this approach is the fact that due to the modeling with the material properties, the amount of tire measurements is reduced. Depending on the knot resolution or the model depth, the computational effort is very high. And we shall not forget that the car has at least four tires, also in simulation. Unfortunately, I also have to say that we don't have information about the material properties of the different layers or compounds. So the modeling is very challenging for us. It is easier for the tire manufacturer.
Yeah, I think it's important to jump in here real quick and point out that the truly predictive power of FEM models is mainly useful for tire manufacturers. As Jan just said, they know all these material properties. They can estimate preload stresses from the manufacturing process. And with that knowledge, they can create really powerful predictive models for the development of new tires. Whereas the vehicle manufacturer requirements that we're generally talking about today are different, such that the advantages of FEM models are less applicable. Rather, they need models that faithfully reproduce the characteristics of tires that their suppliers are already delivering or are developing for them for the next vehicle model. And when you combine that with the intense computing requirements of FEM, what a vehicle manufacturer really needs is a different modeling approach to this finite element method that tire manufacturers use.
Correct, Mark. And that's why these vehicle manufacturers usually use different tire model types. One of them is the mathematical empirical tire model. Mathematical because it uses formulas to reproduce tire behavior, and empirical because the basis of this virtual reproduction of the tire behavior is a measurement set of the real tire, usually at rolling condition. The first mathematical empirical tire models were built up like a lookup table. When the tire has a certain condition, such as load, steering angle, or velocity, the table returned the corresponding forces and moments. So there is no actual physical context to the real tire. Of course, the tire is not always in the exact condition of that table, and that's why the forces and moments need to be interpolated between these table entries. This needs quite a bit of calculation. Today's mathematical empirical models work with trigonometric functions. The measurement curves are approximated, and with measurement curves, I mean sweeps of steering angle at constant load or velocity could be an example. And this reduces the computation time by a lot, so that these models can easily be used in applications that need a high real-time capability, such as hardware-in-the-loop analysis or driving simulation application. And because of this principle, tire conditions that are not covered in the measurements are problematic to extrapolate. Also, the transient behavior is simplified with these models. The tire model type also has only one contact point to the road, which follows the contour of the surface. And this usually leads to unrealistically high excitations from the road when you simulate on textured road or obstacle crossing. In reality, the tire has a certain absorption capacity of small obstacles because of the contact patch, which is not usually considered in this model type.
Yeah, you could say these models are kind of like the opposite of FEM models in that they are computationally very efficient, but at the same time, in their actual tire description, they are very limited. As Jan just said, they don't have the ability to extrapolate, and they're unable to accurately describe critical characteristics for ride comfort and durability analysis.
Right. And that's why scientists and engineers develop tire models on the basis of a more physical or semi-physical modeling approach. It can be seen as a compromise between the mathematical empirical approach and the finite elements approach. It tries to combine the short computing time and the high accuracy of the representation of the mathematical models with the vibration capability of the finite elements methods. Also, it considers a discretized tire contact patch for the local ground pressure distribution and the shear forces simulation. These models are not reproducing tire behavior using arbitrary formulas, but try to reproduce the tire itself with modular model levels. F-Tire, which is a well-known example for a semi-physical tire model, uses a flexible ring to describe the structure of a real tire. Of course, this ring is described with mathematical formulas, but the parameters of the formulas have some kind of physical context. There are different stiffness and damping parameters that influence the behavior of this flexible ring, which then, of course, has an impact on the reproduction of the tire behavior. Of course, this is just a simple description of a physical tire model. There are many additional model modules that interact with each other. For example, the tread model that builds up the contact patch of the tire and interacts with the virtual road surface. Here, friction parameters are very relevant. Then there is a temperature model in which heat transfer coefficients play a major role. You see, the model uses sensible physical parameters and is therefore also able to extrapolate situations that are not covered by the validation measurements that are needed to adjust the parameters of the model. So as a summary, you can somehow imagine the easiest physical tire model as a reproduction of the tire with very many different orientated tiny springs and damper elements, and that they all interact with each other. And then there are some friction variable contact elements representing the tread and interact with the road.
Okay, so I understand that there are three different approaches: the finite element modeling approach, the mathematical empirical approach, and the physical or semi-physical modeling approach, which is a compromise between the first two. Does that mean that you're programming a whole new tire model for each new tire?
Actually, no. While certain specialized investigations may warrant the development of a tailored model description specifically for that purpose, we generally work with standardized tire models. This means we have parametrically defined, standardized models that are widely known in the industry and have been proven to accurately describe tire characteristics across many different applications. So we're not actually creating a new model, but rather we're defining a particular set of parameter values that enables a carefully selected standardized model to represent real tire behavior.
Yes, exactly, Mark. And the trick is to first know which standardized tire you need. And then you define this parameter set so that the model responds like the actual tire you want to describe.
Right. So in order to achieve that, we need to start with detailed customer consultations to work out what purpose the tire model is being developed for. Then, working together with the customer, we're able to determine the correct model selection and what testing is needed to ensure that we get the right parameter set and the right model accuracy for the intended purpose.
So that means not a complete new model, but rather a standardized model with a carefully designed parameter set. I would like to talk more about the parametrization and the application of the tire models, but I think this is getting too far now for this podcast episode. So I would like to take these topics to the next episode of the FKM Mobility podcast. But since this topic is so complex, where can one find more information about tire modeling?
Well, they should definitely take a look at our publications, both from the IKA and FKA. You can find papers and presentations in various places, such as Chassis Tech, Tire Society, or the Tire Technology Conference, among others. Or you could just contact us directly. Feel free to send me an email. Particularly if you're interested in physical tire models, we are hosting the 5th F-Tire user meeting next week together with Cosine Scientific Software. That's the developer behind the F-Tire tire model. The meeting will take place online this year, and it's entirely free. There will be lots of information about F-Tire and different applications and use cases, so sign up if you're interested.
So plenty of information online. If you're interested, have a look. The link to the F-Tire user conference that Mark just mentioned is in our show notes. You can still register online and join these interesting lectures and discussions. Jan and Mark, thank you for being here and giving us a first glimpse into the world of tire modeling. I'm already looking forward to hearing more about the parametrization and the application of the tire models. And if you are also interested, then just listen to the next episode of our FKM Mobility podcast.
Creating ideas and driving innovations. FKR.